Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and a comprehensive and progressive agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Get the details about this with VOA reporter Andy Pramdani.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Thursday expressed Australia's support for Indonesia to join the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development OECD and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership CPTPP. He conveyed this in a joint press statement after meeting President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. Anthony Albanese said that Australia and Indonesia, together with all Pacific countries, share a commitment to maintaining peace in the region.
And I assure you, Mr. President, of Australia's support for your joining the RECD as well as your ascension to the CPTPP. Security is built on the sovereignty of every nation and for the rules that govern all nations. And all of us who have benefited from this framework share a responsibility to maintain it and strengthen it, so that the future of our region is shaped by shared opportunity and secured through collective responsibility.
On September 19, 2024, Indonesia officially sent an official letter of request to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. At that time, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that Indonesia's membership in the CPTPP would not only provide benefits for Indonesia, but also for the CPTPP, which would open up new opportunities and deepen modern regional integration, including increasing economic integration with ASEAN. On the other hand, Indonesia is also undergoing the accession process at the OECD. In February 2025, Erlangga Hartarto announced the progress of Indonesia's accession process at the OECD and said that Indonesia was completing an initial cross-sector memorandum. This aims to harmonize a number of regulations with international standards, including anti-corruption regulations.
Indonesia focuses on resolving food problems to achieve food independence. This was conveyed by Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka at the closing of the 15th Islamic Community Congress in Medan, North Sumatra. In his speech, Gibran said the government had resolved food problems such as eradicating the fertilizer mafia and building dams. For the fertilizer problem, the Vice President explained the government had cut 145 regulations that were difficult, while for dams, the government had budgeted 124 trillion rupiah to repair damaged dam irrigation.
Kita punya 53 bendungan baru.
We have 53 new dams, 45 of which can irrigate agricultural land, and there are also preparations, a budget of 12 trillion for the construction and repair of irrigation. So previously there were dams and others, but the irrigation was damaged, so this year we will repair all of them. There are 145 regulations have been cut, overlapping regulations that make it difficult are simplified, especially for fertilizer. Because previously, if you meet farmers who complain about fertilizer, expensive fertilizer, no fertilizer, these regulations have been cut. The Vice President further explained, in order to achieve food independence, the government has also built a fair downstream ecosystem for agriculture and marine affairs involving farmers, livestock breeders, fishermen, fish farmers, and MSMEs. Gibran also emphasized the government cannot work alone and needs to join movement from all components of society for the progress of the nation. That was Nisline from Voice of Indonesia. Which was released on October 18, 2024. This song presents a special collaboration with Indonesian father-son noted musicians Yofi Widianto and Archie Widianto. feelings for each other. Well, if you have my friend, let us know by Nabila Takia, entitled Terpata Terluka. Important roles, such as leadership in the main attraction of Bulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Bulisan Beach. Head of the village, Benhar Jaran, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a hot land, some caves, and natural wells.
As for Bulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Bulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Bulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Bulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Bulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Bulisan Beach also has Sabana, Kalakabi Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Bulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Bulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Bulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in very good condition, because they are kept sustainable. Benhar said, Bulisan Tourist Village forms a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects. So it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village head, Benhar Jaran, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Floor Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments, such as Mama also promotes microphone art and culture.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. I said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karanjo Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan tourist village in Likupang must be on your bucket list, so no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yo, kita berwisata.
Mari jom,
piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Well, we can get the details about the interview on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice Off Indonesia.